This lesson is brought to you by Tukayo. 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 Tukayo is spelled as T-U-K-A-Y-O. It is the Tagalog word for namesake, someone who shares the same name as you. Don't be surprised if a Filipino calls you Tukayo rather than your name. It simply means that the two of you have the same name, so to avoid the confusion. Again, that's Tukayo. Recording live from San Francisco, California. This is Go Filipino. Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. The Philippines is under attack from the deluge of information and misinformation surrounding the novel coronavirus that has been spreading across Asia and other parts of the world. This health scare has brought out the best and worst in people, with some suggesting locking down a specific group of people to protect the Philippines from the virus. Whether you consider yourself as the better person or the worst person in this issue, do not forget to wash your hands. It is the most effective way to prevent the spread of disease, even if you are listening to this lesson after 2020. Speaking of better or worse, today's lesson is about comparative adjectives in the Tagalog language. Please keep on listening, subscribing, and leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to this podcast. You can also send me fan mail, like this one I got on Facebook from James of Melbourne, Australia. Kumusta po? Hi there! I just wanted to send a quick message to show appreciation for producing an extremely informative and easy-to-comprehend podcast on the Tagalog language. My girlfriend is from Pampanga Province, and we are visiting the Philippines this year for a holiday which will be my first time in your beautiful country. So excited. I am studying hard in order to make a good impression with her family, and without your podcast, I was finding it difficult. Now we practice almost daily, and I look forward to each new episode and showing my amazing woman what I have learned. I will be subscribing soon to help you moving forward. Keep up the great work, James. Maraming salamat, James. Here is another fan mail from Karen of Vancouver, Canada. Hello, Chris. My name is Karen, and I am an avid listener and learner of your podcast, Go Filipino. I am a Canadian-born Filipina and never learned to speak Tagalog growing up, as is the case with most diasporans. However, my comprehension is fairly good, I think. I have long daily bus rides to my workplace, and your voice thankfully populates that time. I am slowly making my way through the episodes, and I wanted to extend a huge thank you for your incredible work. Your teaching is effective in its repetition, spelling, and explanations, in ways that I haven't found in other learning platforms. With best wishes from Vancouver, Karen. Maraming salamat, Karen. Don't forget to follow Go Filipino on social media. That's Go Filipino Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Or check out my merchandise on TeePublic, that's teepublic.com/user/GoFilipinoPod. Alright, it's time to grab your pen and paper. We will continue our lesson after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. It's time to talk about comparative adjectives in the Tagalog language. Comparative adjectives are used when comparing two or more nouns, such as which noun is faster or more beautiful. In the Tagalog language, there are three ways to apply comparative adjectives: equal focus, equal non-focus, and unequal. Let's start with equal focus comparison. This applies when the two nouns being compared are both the focus of the sentence. We have previously learned that adding the ma prefix turns most root words into adjectives. But in this case, we add the prefix magkasing. 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 Magkasing is spelled as M-A-G-K-A-S-I-N-G. This prefix means equally or of the same. For example, magkasing bilis ang tigre at ang zebra. Magkasing bilis ang tigre at ang zebra. Magkasing bilis ang tigre at ang zebra. It means the tiger and the zebra are equally fast, or the tiger and the zebra are of the same speed. Word for word, it's magkasing bilis ang tigre at ang zebra. Magkasing bilis ang tigre at ang zebra. Magkasing bilis ang tigre at ang zebra. The first word is magkasing bilis. Magkasing bilis. Magkasing bilis. Magkasing bilis is spelled as M-A-G-K-A-S-I-N-G. B-I-L-I-S. It means equally fast or of the same speed. It comes from the root word bilis. Bilis. Bilis, which means speed. And then add the magkasing prefix to turn it into an equal focus comparative adjective or equally fast. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the next word is the first focus of this sentence, which is tigre. 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 Tigre is spelled as T-I-G-R-E. It means tiger, which can run up to 46 kilometers per hour or 40 miles per hour. Tigre was borrowed from Spanish. The next word is at. 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 At is spelled as A-T. It means and, which introduces the second noun in the comparison. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the second focus marker, indicating that the next word is the second focus of this sentence, which is zebra. 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 Zebra is spelled as Z-E-B-R-A. Of course, it means zebra, which can also run up to 64 kilometers per hour. Zebra was borrowed from English. As you may have noticed, this sentence does not have a verb, but the adjective magkasing bilis serves as the predicate. If you literally translate this sentence to English word for word, it sounds as if Yoda from Star Wars is speaking. Equally fast, the tiger and the zebra. Another example, magkasing ganda sina Maria at Jane. Magkasing ganda sina Maria at Jane. Magkasing ganda sina Maria at Jane. It means Maria and Jane are equally beautiful, or Maria and Jane are of the same beauty. Word for word, it's magkasing ganda sina Maria at Jane. Magkasing ganda sina Maria at Jane. Magkasing ganda sina Maria at Jane. The first word is magkasing ganda. Magkasing ganda. Magkasing ganda. Magkasing ganda is spelled as M A G K A S I N G G A N D A. It means equally beautiful or of the same beauty. It comes from the root word ganda. Ganda. Ganda, which means beauty. And then add the magkasing prefix to become an equal, focus, comparative adjective, or equally beautiful. The next word is sina. 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 Sina is spelled as S-I-N-A. It is the focus names marker, indicating that the next two names are the focus of this sentence, who happen to be Maria and Jane, or Maria and Jane. Another example, magkasing payat tayo. Magkasing payat tayo. Magkasing payat tayo. It means we are equally thin, or the two of us are of the same thinness. Word for word, it's magkasing payat tayo. Magkasing payat tayo. Magkasing payat tayo. The first word is magkasing payat. Magkasing payat. Magkasing payat. Magkasing payat is spelled as M A G K A S I N G P A Y A T. It means equally thin or of the same thinness. It comes from the root word payat, 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 which means thin, and also happen to be a simple adjective. While you do not need the ma prefix to turn payat into an adjective, it still needs the magkasing prefix to turn it into an equal, focus, comparative adjective, or equally thin. The next word is tayo. 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 Tayo is spelled as T-A-Y-O. It means we, who happen to be the two focus of this sentence. The next type of comparative adjectives will be discussed after this break. We're back at Go Filipino. It's time to talk about the next type of comparative adjectives, equal, non-focus, comparison. This applies when one of the nouns is the focus of the sentence, while the other is not. In that case, we add this prefix instead. Kasing. 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 Kasing is spelled as K A S I N G. It means just as. We drop the mag from magkasing. Mag, as its own prefix, indicates the equal relationship between two nouns. However, in the following examples, one noun is focused and the other is not, even though they have equal attributes. Hence, the mag is dropped. For instance, kasing talino ng panganay ang bunso. Kasing talino ng panganay ang bunso. Kasing talino ng panganay ang bunso. It means the eldest is just as smart as the youngest. Word for word, it's kasing talino ng panganay ang bunso. Kasing talino ng panganay ang bunso. Kasing talino ng panganay ang bunso. The first word is kasing talino. Kasing talino. Kasing talino. Kasing talino is spelled as K-A-S-I-N-G-T-A-L-I-N-O. It means just as smart. It comes from the root word talino. 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 Which means intelligence. And then add the kasing prefix to become an equal, non-focus, comparative adjective. Or just as smart. Some Tagalog speakers drop the ka prefix to become singtalino. 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 But for the sake of this lesson, we are keeping the ka in kasing. The next word is nang. 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 Nang is spelled as ng. In this context, nang serves as a non-focus actor marker, indicating that while the adjective predicate is attributed to the noun it introduces, it is not the focus of this sentence. The next word is panganay. 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 Panganay is spelled as P-A-N-G-A-N-A-Y. It means eldest child. It comes from the root word nganay. 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 Which means first childbirth or first pregnancy. And then add the pa prefix, which means to make something or someone do something. Panganay literally means to make a woman bear a child for the first time. After that, we have ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the noun being introduced is the focus of this sentence, and also shares the adjective's attributes with the other noun. That focus word is bunso. 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 Bunso is spelled as B-U-N-S-O. It means youngest child or the baby in the family. Bunso can also mean the youngest member of a group. Another example, kasing takaw ni Robert si Paolo. Kasing takaw ni Robert si Paolo. Kasing takaw ni Robert si Paolo. It means Robert is just as voracious as Paolo, referring to their appetites. Word for word, it's kasing takaw ni Robert si Paolo. Kasing takaw ni Robert si Paolo. Kasing takaw ni Robert si Paolo. The first word is kasing takaw. Kasing takaw. Kasing takaw. Kasing takaw is spelled as K A S I N G T A K A W. It means just as voracious. It comes from the root word takaw. Takaw. Takaw, which means gluttony. And then add the kasing prefix to become an equal, non-focus, comparative adjective, or just as voracious. The next word is ni. 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 Ni is spelled as N-I. It is the non-focus name marker, indicating that the name being introduced by ni is not the focus of this sentence, even though the adjective predicate is attributed to that person. That person happens to be Robert. The next word is see. 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 See is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker, indicating that the name being introduced by C is the focus of the sentence and also shares the attributes of voraciousness with the other person. That person in focus happens to be Paolo. Another example, kasing tanda ko siya. Kasing tanda ko siya. Kasing tanda ko siya. It means, I am just as old as him or her. Word for word, it's kasing tanda ko siya. Kasing tanda ko siya. Kasing tanda ko siya. The first word is kasing tanda. Kasing tanda. Kasing tanda. Kasing tanda is spelled as K-A-S-I-N-G-T-A-N-D-A. It means just as old. It comes from the root word tanda. 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 Which means old age. And then add the kasing prefix to become an equal, non-focus, comparative adjective, or just as old. The next word is ko. 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 Ko is spelled as K-O. It means I, but in non-focus form. This indicates that while the adjective predicate attributes me as old, I am not the focus of this sentence. The next word is siya. 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 Siya is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she, who also happens to be the focus of the sentence and shares the attributes of oldness with me. Notice that in all three examples, the non-focus nouns come first. It is never the other way around. So it is not kasing talino ang bunso ng panganay, or kasing takaw si Paolo ni Robert, or kasing tanda siya ko. Now, what if one noun is better than the other? We will dive into that after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. We now proceed to the last type of comparative adjectives, an equal comparison. This applies when two nouns share the same attributes, but not on the same degree, which means one is better or worse than the other. In this case, we add the word mas. 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 Mas is spelled as M. A-S. It means more. We borrowed it from Spanish. We also add ma, mapag, or ma-in on the root word to become an adjective, or none at all if it is a simple adjective. For example, mas masipag si Mandy kaysa kay Rose. Mas masipag si Mandy kaysa kay Rose. Mas masipag si Mandy kaysa kay Rose. It means, Mandy is more diligent than rose. Word for word it's mas, masipag, si, mandi, kaisa, kai, rose. Mas, masipag, si, mandi, kaisa, kai, rose. Mas, masipag, si, mandi, kaisa, kai, rose. The first word is mas, mas, mas. Mas is spelled as M-A-S. It means more, indicating that the adjective it introduces is the attribute being compared in this sentence. If you prefer a native Tagalog version of mas, you can say higit na, higit na, higit na. Higit na is spelled as H-I-G-I-T space N-A. It also means more, but mas is much preferred by Tagalog speakers because of the convenience of saying one syllable instead of three. The next word is masipag. 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 Masipag is spelled as M-A-S-I-P-A-G. It means diligent or hard working. It comes from the root word sipag. Sipag. Sipag, which means diligence, and then add the ma prefix to become an adjective or diligent. The next word is si. 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 Si is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker, indicating that the person being introduced is the focus of this sentence, and also possesses more diligence than the other person. That person happens to be Mandy, or in Tagalog, Mandy. The next word is kaisa. 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 Kaisa is spelled as K-A-Y-S-A. It means than, the inequality indicator, which introduces the second noun or person being compared in the sentence. But before that, we have kai. 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 Kai is spelled as K-A-Y. It is the locative name marker, indicating that the person being introduced is the disadvantaged recipient of this comparison of diligence, who happens to be Rose. Some Tagalog speakers drop the kaisa altogether, so the sentence becomes, mas masipag si Mandy kay Rose. Mas masipag si Mandy kay Rose. Mas masipag si Mandy kay Rose. But that can also mean Mandy is more diligent to Rose, which is why for the sake of this lesson, we are keeping the kaisa. Another example, mas mapag-aruga ang mga ina kaysa sa mga ama. Mas mapag-aruga ang mga ina kaysa sa mga ama. Mas mapag-aruga ang mga ina kaysa sa mga ama. It means mothers are more nurturing than fathers. Word for word it's mas mapag-aruga ang mga ina kaysa sa mga ama. Mas mapag-aruga ang mga ina kaysa sa mga ama. Mas mapag-aruga ang mga ina kaysa sa mga ama. The first word is mas. 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 Mas is spelled as M-A-S. It means more, indicating that the adjective it introduces is the attribute being compared in this sentence, which is mapag-aruga. 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 Mapag-aruga is spelled as M-A-P-A-G hyphen A-R-U-G-A. It means nurturing. It comes from the root word aruga. 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 Which means nurture or to provide tender care. And then add the mapag prefix to indicate habituality. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating that the noun being introduced is the focus of this sentence and also possesses more tender loving care than the other noun. But first, we have mga. 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 Mga is spelled as M-G-A. It is the plural particle, indicating that the noun it introduces has more than one entity. And that is ina. 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 Ina is spelled as I-N-A. It means mother, or in this case, mothers. They are the focus of this sentence and are more nurturing than the other noun in this sentence. The next word is kaisa. 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 Kaisa is spelled as K-A-Y-S-A. It means than, the inequality indicator, which introduces the second noun being compared in the sentence. But before that, we have sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the locative marker, indicating that the noun being introduced is the disadvantaged recipient of this comparison of nurture. But before that, we have mga. 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 Mga is spelled as M-G-A. Again, it is the plural particle that indicates how the noun it introduces has more than one entity. And that is ama. 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 Ama is spelled as A-M-A. It means father, or in this case, fathers. They are deemed less nurturing compared to mothers, at least in this sentence. Another example, mas mahiyain siya kaysa sa akin. Mas mahiyain siya kaysa sa akin. Mas mahiyain siya kaysa sa akin. It means he or she is shyer than me. Word for word it's mas mahiyain siya kaysa sa akin. Mas mahiyain siya kaysa sa akin. Mas mahiyain siya kaysa sa akin. The first word is mas. 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 Mas is spelled as M-A-S. It means more, indicating that the adjective it introduces is the attribute being compared in this sentence, which is mahiyain. 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 Mahiyain is spelled as M-A-H-I-Y-A-I-N. It means shy. It comes from the root word Hiya. 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 Which means shyness or the act of being shy. And then add the ma prefix and the in suffix to indicate the habitual act of shyness. The next word is sha. 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 Sha is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she, who happens to be the focus of this sentence and possesses the greater degree of shyness compared to the other person. The next word is kaisa. 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 Kaisa is spelled as K-A-Y-S-A. It means than, the inequality indicator, which introduces the second noun being compared in the sentence. But before that, we have sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the locative marker, indicating that the noun being introduced is the disadvantaged recipient of this comparison of shyness, who happens to be akin. 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 Akin is spelled as A-K-I-N. It means me, who happens to be shy, but not as shy as the other person. Notice that in all three examples, the focus nouns come first before the non-focus nouns. It is never the other way around. So it is not mas masipag kay Rose kaysa si Mandy, or mas mapag-aruga sa mga ama kaysa ang mga ina, or mas mahiyain sa akin kaysa siya. We will discuss the other uses of comparative adjectives in the Tagalog language after this break.
Kumusta? You've heard me countless times already about Radio Public. I personally use it and I'm telling you, it is the best podcast listening app out there. Radio Public works anywhere in the world. It is available on iOS and Android, and it is 100% free with no hidden charges and subscriptions. It has an explore mode that lets you discover podcasts based on your favorite topics. And the best part, it rewards podcasters. Every listen to the Radio Public app earns money for participating podcasters, and that's a huge help for independent podcasters like me. Again, check out Radio Public, that's one word, on your app store. When you listen to my show on Radio Public, everyone benefits. And now, back to our lesson.
We're back at Go Filipino. The Tagalog comparative adjectives have other uses aside from predicates in a sentence. You can also use them as noun modifiers. For example, dalawang magkasing puting damit. Dalawang magkasing puting damit. Dalawang magkasing puting damit. It means two equally white shirts. Word for word, it's dalawang magkasing puting damit. Dalawang magkasing puting damit. Dalawang magkasing puting damit. The first word is dalawang. 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 Dalawang is spelled as D-A-L-A-W-A-N-G. It means two. It consists of the root word dalawa. Dalawa. Dalawa, which means two. And then we add the ng linker to connect the number to the next word it illustrates as having two entities, which is magkasing puting. Magkasing puting. Magkasing puting. Magkasing puting is spelled as M-A-G-K-A-S-I-N-G-P-U-T-I-N-G. U-T-I-N-G. It means equally white. It consists of the root word puti. 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 Which means white. And then we add the ng linker to connect the adjective to the noun it describes as white in color. Plus the magkasing prefix to indicate that the two objects are equally white. And that noun is damit. 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 Damit is spelled as D-A-M-I-T. It means shirt, or in this context, shirts, the objects being described as equally white. There is no need to add the mga particle, because the number dalawa already implies that there is more than one damit. Another example, pinyang kasing kamis ng pulot. Pinyang kasing tamis ng pulot. Pinyang kasing tamis ng pulot. It means pineapple that is just as sweet as honey. Word for word, it's pinyang kasing tamis ng pulot. Pinyang kasing tamis ng pulot. Pinyang kasing tamis ng pulot. The first word is pinyang. 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 Pinyang is spelled as P-I-N-Y-A-N-G. It means pineapple. It consists of the root word pinya. 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 Which means pineapple. And then we add the ng linker to connect the noun to the adjective. The next word is kasing tamis. Kasing tamis. Kasing tamis. Kasing tamis is spelled as K-A-S-I-N-G-T-A-M-I-S. It means just as sweet. It comes from the root word tamis. 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 Which means sweetness. And then we add the kasing prefix to become an equal, non-equal, comparative adjective, or just as sweet. The next word is nang. 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 Nang is spelled as ng. It is the non-focus marker, indicating that the next word is similar to pinya in terms of sweetness, but it is not the focus of this phrase. And that is pulot. 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 Pulot is spelled as P-U-L-U-T. It is the shortened version of the Tagalog word for honey, which is pulutpukyutan. 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 Pulutpukyutan is spelled as P-U-L-U-T hyphen P-U-K-Y-U-T-A-N. Pulot is also the Tagalog word for molasses or raw sugar syrup. Another example, mas murang sabon. Mas murang sabon. Mas murang sabon. It means cheaper soap. Word for word, it's mas murang sabon. Mas murang sabon. Mas murang sabon. The first word is mas. 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 Mas is spelled as M-A-S. It means more, indicating that the adjective it introduces is the attribute being compared in this phrase. which is murang, murang, murang. Murang is spelled as M-U-R-A-N-G. It means cheap. It comes from the root word mura, 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 which means cheap. And then we add the ng linker to connect it to the noun being described as cheaper, which is sabon, sabon, sabon. Sabon is spelled as S-A-B-O-N. It means soap. Just like the neutral adjectives, comparative adjectives also work as adverbs in a Tagalog sentence. For example, tumalon siya ng mas mataas. Tumalon siya ng mas mataas. Tumalon siya ng mas mataas. It means he or she jumped higher. Word for word, it's tumalon, siya, nang, mas, mataas. Tumalon, siya, nang, mas, mataas. Tumalon, siya, nang, mas, mataas. The first word is tumalon. 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 Tumalon is spelled as T-U-M-A-L-O-N. It means jumped, or the act of jumping has happened. The next word is siya. 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 Siya is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she, the focus of the sentence. The next word is nang. 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 Nang is spelled as N-A-N-G. In this context, nang is the adverb marker, which introduces the adverb of this sentence. But first, we have mas. 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 Mas is spelled as M-A-S. It means more, indicating that the word it introduces is the attribute being compared in this sentence, which is mataas. 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 Mataas is spelled as M-A-T-A-A-S. It means high, the adjective in this sentence that works as an adverb. We will be back after this break.
Hey guys, one way to keep this podcast running is by subscribing to my Patreon. For only $5 a month, listeners of Go Filipino get early access to newly published lessons and future exclusive content such as lesson plans, one-on-one translations, and Filipino pop culture discourse, among others. If $5 is too much for you, a $1 tip is highly appreciated.
A big shout out to our current patrons, John Bailey, Carla, Caroline Jane Walsh, Teresa Salud, Roger Schachtel, Natasha Esguera, and Abigail Rotsall. Thank you so much for making this podcast possible. You too can also subscribe to my Patreon. That's patreon.com/GoFilipinoPod and enjoy exclusive perks. And now, back to our lesson. We're back at Go Filipino. Let's recap what we have learned. Comparative adjectives are used to compare a common attribute between two nouns. There are three ways to express them. Equally, comparing two nouns in focus by using the magkasing prefix. Equally, comparing two nouns with one of them in focus by using the kasing prefix. And, comparing two nouns unequally by using the word mas. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend or family member who might want to learn more about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. I leave you now with a Tagalog proverb. Mahirap kisingin ang nagtutulog-tulugan. Mahirap kisingin ang nagtutulog-tulugan. Mahirap kisingin ang nagtutulog-tulugan. It means, it's difficult to wake up someone who is pretending to be asleep. You cannot force someone to believe in facts when they don't want to. The truth can be uncomfortable. Word for word it's mahirap, gisingin, ang, nagtutulog-tulugan. Mahirap, gisingin, ang, nagtutulog-tulugan. Mahirap, gisingin, ang, nagtutulog-tulugan. Again, mahirap gisingin ang nagtutulog-tulugan. Until next time, paalam! Bye-bye! This has been Go Filipino. Let's Learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.